Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa la ni'amikal azima wa alaikal jaseema. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammad an-nabiyil amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another episode in our series of du'as to power your day. And we are in speaking of the benefits of zikr. This is number two. Of course, the benefits of zikr, as we mentioned, around 100. I cannot mention all of them, but I would mention a few of them in order to convince ourselves, to motivate ourselves to take on this wonderful spiritual practice. So another benefit that we must keep in mind is zikr is the thing that will be weapon that we can use to fight shaitan. And shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is the arch enemy of humankind. Inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy, number one. So recognize him as your enemy. And believe in it. Believe he is always around you. Yaraakum min haythu la tarawnahu. He is seeing you where you cannot see him, Allah said. He is everywhere. He spreads his nets everywhere to trap us. As soon as we get out of house, he is there calling us, come to me. All kinds of temptations, all kinds of promises. So how do we defeat this enemy? How do we overcome him? How do we conquer him? The surest way is through constancy in zikr and seeking refuge and protection with Allah SWT. Another benefit is it saves us from hellfire. In that beautiful hadith, the Prophet described the seven categories of men and women who are provided, blessed with the shade of protection on the Day of Judgment. And one of that, a man or woman, is a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. You know, the benefit of zikr is incalculable. But the benefit of practicing zikr in solitude when you are all alone, with the all alone, even greater benefit. So a person who is making zikr, and while doing so, tears are flowing from his eyes. Such a person, the Prophet another hadith said, "Aynani la tamassuhum an-nar." Two types of eyes cannot be touched, fire will not touch them. Aynun bakat min khashiyatillah, eyes that shed tears in fear and reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikr and shedding tears will protect us. And another benefit is, you know, we all accumulate rust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our soul like a clean slate, clean mirror. But the moment we start doing sins, you know, these sins accumulate and become a rust covering that, you know, that mirror so that it cannot reflect, you know, what is reflected in the mirror. It's not a true reflection. It's become rusty. The mirror becomes rusty. Now, how do we polish this mirror once it gets rusted? Zikrullah. It's through remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the Quran and things like that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to explain us the great efficacy of zikr. He narrated the sermons of Prophet Yahya and Isa alayhi salam. And this is the point, the first point we are coming back to. The example of a person who makes zikr is that of a person being chased by robbers. He is running away from them and then he finds an impenetrable fortress. He gets in and shuts the door. And then he's protecting himself. So now the thieves cannot catch him. Shaitan cannot catch the man who is enjoying, who is already in the fortress, impenetrable fortress of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to achieve this protection. And another few more points I will mention. It erases sins, you know, the constant practice of zikr erases sins, illuminates the heart, opens the door of divine knowledge. It removes the feeling of anxiety and alienation. Today, human beings in this part of the world and everywhere, people over 50, they say, statistics, they don't know they have anxiety and estrangement, a sense of alienation. Where does it come from? This is the wahsha that can only be removed by dhikrullah, because you need to connect yourself with the source of life, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bestows on our hearts a true feeling of ecstasy, a foretaste of paradise right in this world. This is the final point today. Ibrahim ibn Adham was describing this when he said, لَوْ عَلِمَ الْمُلُوكُ وَأَبْنَوُ الْمُلُوكُ مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ مِنَ السُّرُورِ وَالنَّعِيمِ إِذَنْ لَجَالَدُونَ عَلَيْهِ بِالسُّيُوفِ. The ecstasy and the blissful state and joy we are experiencing presently now, right now here. If the kings and the princes of the world were to know about it, they would wage war with swords against us to snatch it if they can. So, brothers and sisters, how do we enter paradise here? Surely we can enter paradise, have a foretaste of paradise here through dhikrullah. You know, people take drugs. Why? They want to experience that ecstatic feeling. Allah has already given a natural thing, a divine endowment of feeling that ecstasy, that blissful state, entering that state through dhikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, motivate us to practice the habit of dhikr. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.